millions of radio friends, we now present Just Plain Bill, Barber of Hartville. The real life story of a man who might be your own next door neighbor and of people just like people we all know. This program is brought to you by the makers of Anacin, the remarkable tablets that give effective and fast relief from pains due to headaches, neuralgia, or neuritis. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically proven and highly regarded ingredients, not just one. You know, a doctor's prescription usually contains more than one ingredient. That's why your dentist or physician at some time or other may have given you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. So the next time you're in pain from a headache, neuralgia, or neuritis, remember Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Take it as directed on the package for fast, effective relief. Anacin comes in tins of 12 and 30 and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets at any drugstore. Now for our story of Just Plain Bill. Bill is watching from the sidelines at the moment while something goes on that has puzzled many a grandfather and worried many a mother. Nancy, Bill's daughter, says that Wiki, Bill's small grandson, is being influenced more than much too much by Sonny Gilbert, a small boy a couple of years older than Wiki. And Bill has heard that Gilbert boy talk back to Nancy with amazing impudence. The trouble is, Sonny's father, Stanley Gilbert, has just offered Carrie Donovan, Nancy's husband, a legal job that means a lot to Carrie. Obviously, it will be bad for all concerned if a spoiled small boy causes trouble that starts a neighborhood disagreement and affects Carrie's business future. And sometimes those things happen. Now, Carrie is just coming home. He opens the door and greets Nancy with...
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, Carrie.
I'm sorry I couldn't get home sooner.
Well, you did seem to be gone a long time.
Well, I had quite a session with Stanley Gilbert. As a matter of fact, it isn't over yet.
You don't have to go out again tonight, do you?
Yes, Nancy, I do.
Oh.
Mr. Gilbert wants me to meet him down at his office. Spend the evening there, going over the books and things.
Oh, then you're going to accept the job Mr. Gilbert has for you?
Oh, you fool not to, darling. Do you know what he's been up to lately?
Well, no.
Well, if you'll let me come in out of the cold, Mrs. Donovan, I'll tell you about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carrie. I wasn't thinking.
Wait a minute. You sound as if you've got something on your mind.
Why, no, Carrie. Not really.
Did anything happen while I was gone?
No, darling.
Is Bill still here?
Yes, in the library.
Oh, fine. Then he'll be here for dinner, won't he?
Well, I asked him to stay.
That's better. You see, I hate to miss having dinner with you, Nancy, but what I ought to do is to go over to my office and look up some legal stuff before I see Stanley Gilbert again.
Oh, but darling, you've got to eat.
I'll have a sandwich sent here. That's all I want, really. This is big stuff, Nancy. Stanley Gilbert's had a firm of lawyers handling things for him until now. It's a great feather in my cap if I can finish the job so that he's better satisfied than he has been with the other lawyers. It's going to be a tough job, too. Take a lot of work.
Oh, you really feel you ought to take the case, Carrie?
Well, it's more than a case, Nancy. The funny thing about Stanley Gilbert, you know what he told me, Nancy?
What, Carrie?
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hello, Carrie. Well, how did things go with Stanley Gilbert?
Fine so far, Bill. I just started to tell Nancy. Stanley Gilbert really took his hair down once we got talking. He went all the way back to when he first came to Hartville and met Florence Ashley and got a job working for her father. It seems he's brooded a lot about his feeling, more or less justified, by the way, that a lot of people think he married the boss's daughter just so the boss would take him into the firm.
Well, some people maybe think that.
Of course, the way it worked out, he did a good job working for his father-in-law. Good enough so when Nathan Ashley died, he left the business equally to Florence and Stanley.
Good for him.
But apparently, all these years, Stanley's been very much bothered about an idea that people might think he wouldn't be a success if he hadn't married the boss's daughter. So he finally got the chance to do something that ought to show this town he can put things over, make money, and be a success strictly on his own. That's where I come in.
How, Carrie?
He has a new process that, from what he tells me, will speed up production, cut costs, too, on several mechanical setups he's been working on. He's starting a new company, separate entirely from the business he inherited from Nathan Ashley.
And he wants you to handle all the details.
If things go all right, the whole thing means I'll have that lovely backlog any lawyer's glad to get. I'll be on a yearly retainer to a big company. It's about as big a chance as I've ever had, Nance.
Oh.
Well, you're going to congratulate me?
Yes, darling, of course. I'm awfully glad for you, but I can't help thinking Stanley Gilbert isn't the easiest person in the world to work with, is he?
No, but I think I can handle him. That is, unless something unforeseen happens. He's a very nervous fellow, wrapped up in his work. Funny, he hardly seems to notice what's going on in his house. Florence runs the house, and he works 10 hours a day at the office and then brings his work home at night. That fellow's going places, Bill.
Well, he ought to if his work means that much to him. Kind of an empty sort of home life, though, isn't it, Carrie?
Yes, it is, Bill. I'm sort of sorry for him from that angle. But he knows what he wants, I guess. Anyway, Florence Gilbert isn't the kind of person that would make things very exciting around the house. You don't see much of her, do you, Nancy?
Well, I haven't, Carrie.
Any special reason why not?
No. We're perfectly friendly when we meet. We just haven't... Oh, I don't know, Carrie.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do that'll help me, Nancy. Get better acquainted with Florence Gilbert. You know, it never hurts if a man's wife and his boss's wife are friends. That's one of the rules of success, I guess.
Well, I'll try, Carrie. Florence Gilbert isn't too easy to be friendly with, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, now look, I've got to go upstairs and wash up and get going. You and Bill and Wiki go ahead and have dinner. Oh, where is Wiki?
He's in his room.
What? What's such a swell day outside for a youngster like him?
Well, I had to make Wiki go to his room, Carrie, to punish him.
Oh? What did he do, Nancy?
You didn't take a look at your car on the way in the house, did you, Carrie?
No. Why?
Well, Wiki and Sonny Gilbert were climbing around all over it.
Just had that car refinished. A whole new paint job.
Yes, I know.
Well, how did you happen to let Wiki do a thing like that, Nancy?
Well, I didn't let him do it, Carrie. As a matter of fact...
Yes?
Well, Wiki plays a lot with Sonny Gilbert.
Yes, I know that. Mrs. Gilbert mentioned it. Said she was very glad Sonny had another child to play with.
Well, that would be fine if Sonny weren't about as spoiled and, well, as mean as any child his age I ever saw.
Oh, now look, Nancy. Sonny's about 6 years old. Probably very active and gets into mischief. So does Wiki, for that matter.
Well, it was Sonny Gilbert who jumped around in your car and made big scratches in the paint.
He did?
Yes, Carrie, he did. When I told him to stop, he was impudent. Carrie, he's a very bad little boy.
I see. Then you made Wiki go to his room to punish him.
Well, I had to, Carrie. Wiki talked back to me, too. He copies everything that Sonny Gilbert says and does. See, he thinks Sonny's wonderful because Sonny's 2 years older than he. Carrie, I'm sorry. I shouldn't bother you about it.
Well, how about it, Bill? Kids are still kids, aren't they?
I guess so, Carrie.
I wouldn't make it too hard on Wiki, Nancy. Any child his age says things and does things that shouldn't be said and done, but Wiki's too good a child to deserve much punishment. Oh, and Nancy.
What, Carrie?
I feel sort of silly saying this, but it wouldn't be so good if just because of some little thing Sonny does, I should find myself in a family fuss with Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert.
Carrie.
Take it easy, Nancy, that's all. And don't be too quick to blame everything on Sonny. After all, he's just a little kid. He doesn't mean anything.
But, Carrie...
Well, I've got to get going now. I'll see you both later. So long, Bill. Well,
so long, Carrie. And good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Nancy.
Yes, Daddy?
You're not mad at Carrie, are you?
Well, I could be very easily. Why, he talked as if... As if I'd done something wrong.
Well, no. I can see Carrie's side of it, Nancy. He's all wrapped up in a big new job. A great opportunity. I imagine it does seem pretty unimportant to him about Sonny Gilbert and Wiki. And you know, Nancy, as a matter of fact...
Now, Daddy, don't tell me you think I was wrong in sending Sonny home after the way he talked and acted.
I don't think you were wrong at all. But I hope nobody starts taking the mischief two small boys can get into too seriously.
Oh, well, I... Wiki?
Oh, hello, Mommy.
Wiki, I told you to stay in your room until I called you.
Well, Daddy said I didn't have to stay in my room.
What?
Daddy just went by my door, and he opened the door and said, hello, and he said, why don't I go out and work on my snowman some more? So I'm going to go work on my snowman.
Wiki?
Daddy said I could.
Oh, well... You can stay out for 15 minutes. I don't want to have to call you, Wiki. And, Wiki...
What?
Hadn't you better say, what, Mother?
Well, what, Mother?
You're not to go over to Sonny Gilbert's house.
Why can't I?
Because I told you not to.
Oh. Oh, well, all right. I guess I don't care.
Wiki.
What? I mean, what, Mother?
Oh, nothing. Except that I remember a little boy named Wicky who was polite and nice that people liked. I wonder whatever became of him.
Nothing became of me.
Oh, well. 15 minutes, Wicky. And I don't want to have to call you more than once.
Okay.
Say, Wicky.
What?
That wasn't so good, that little trouble you boys had about your father's car this afternoon.
I didn't do anything.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
I was having fun.
You know, Wicky, by and large, our kind of folks usually figure that something that hurts somebody or damages somebody's property or makes somebody feel bad isn't really much fun.
I said we were having lots of fun.
Oh, I see. Well, Sonny could be wrong, you know. Anyhow, if I was you, Wicky, I'd try to do things the way I'd naturally like to do them. And not the way somebody else does them. And not even Sonny Gilbert.
Oh, well.
Well, where are you going, son?
Outside.
Oh, outside. I see. Well, Wicky.
What, Grandpa?
I'd try and remember what my mother said if I was you, son. You know, about Sonny Gilbert and the rest.
Hey!
So serious. The small boy getting a little bit unruly under the leadership of an older boy he admires. But we can see that Bill thinks this particular situation could easily become quite serious. Be sure to listen tomorrow as the problem begins to grow and presents real difficulties to just plain Bill. Many of you, I'm sure, have had Anacin recommended to you for the quick relief of pain from a headache, neuralgia, or neuritis. Perhaps a friend has suggested you try it. You may wonder just why Anacin is so recommended in preference to other ways. The reason is that Anacin acts to relieve your pain effectively and incredibly fast. It's like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically proven active ingredients. And everyone knows that when your doctor makes out a prescription, it usually contains not just one ingredient, but several. Thousands of people have been given an envelope containing Anacin tablets at some time or other by their dentists or physicians. They know how fast it brings relief for them. If you've not yet tried Anacin, go to your drugstore now and pick up a box and follow the simple directions the next time you're in pain from neuritis, neuralgia, or a headache. Try Anacin on the proposition that if the first few tablets do not give complete satisfaction, you may return the unused portion and your money will be instantly refunded. Ask for Anacin, spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin is sold in all drugstores in the United States and Canada. When you go to your druggist, note how many different items he carries other than drugs. Look them over and buy whatever you can from him. You'll help him and yourself. Listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at the same time tomorrow. This is Hugh James speaking for the makers of Anacin.
If you want marvelously shining floors, try Old English No Rubbing Liquid Wax. A thin film spread on floors dries to a brilliant, lasting shine with no drudgery. You get gleaming waxed floors without a stroke of rubbing. Try Old English No Rubbing Liquid Wax today at its amazing low price, only 39 cents a full pint.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.